We have Simen Ayin Tes. I think we're Sif Hey. Let us start from Sif Hey. Tzayas Chamayr Horaka. The Tzaya of a Chamayr, that it seems when it came out from the Chamayr, it was soft. La'achar Shabo Mehaderech. That means he was traveling a long way. The Tzayas Chasul and the Tzaya of a cat. Unemiya is a mangus. Unevela Masrachas. So all these cases, dinam kitzayas adam. They have a halacha of a tzayas adam. So memeila, we have the guidelines, the halachas, what applies by a tzayas adam. Bahoylech baderech, a person who is going baderech, af api shiroya tzayas behema kenegdoi, and he sees far away tzayas behema kenegdoi, im ein horeach boloi. So now the shadow is like this. If this is a machamayr, he sees tzoye far away. He does not know if this is tzoye from a chamoyer. No, a tzoye from a chamoyer is masriach, and there's a din of a tzoye sodom. But maybe it's a tzoye of another behema, of a horse, or of another behema. He's eilach baderech. He can't, where he is now, it's maloi einov. He sees it, but he doesn't know if this is a tzoya asure or this is a tzoya hamuteres. Im ein hariach boy, if he doesn't smell it, ein echeishish l'niyut l'tloysa b'shel chamoyah. So that means roiv behemis on the derech were not necessarily chamoyrim. So memela, I have a birur of roiv. I can rely on roiv. Roy behemis baderech anat chamayrim, and their tzoyah does not have a shame tzoyah. So therefore, I'm permitted to be oisik b'divrei Torah, even though it's malay einov, because I'm permitted to assume that this is a tzoyah from a behemah that's mutter. Ubesamach le'ir, that's when he's baderech. So baderech, it seems, most animals that were baderech were not chamayrim. Ubesamach le'ir, if he's approaching the city, yashemim sheish lochush, that one should, if he sees tzoya and he doesn't know if it's a tzoya's chamoyer or a tzoya of another behemel, if he shall rave a behemis a mitzuya shamayim chamoyerim. In the vicinity of the ear, rave behemis a chamoyerim, b'mokim d'shchichi chamoyerim. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, tzoya's chamoyer, Bahana Mistama Reichen Ra. Atreyas Khamer Mistamas Reichen Ra. Hena Filu Miz Damein Pam Echot Shein Marichen Osa. So here he says, if you have, normally the Tzeva Khamer is Reichen Ra, so a Filu, there will be an exception to the rule, and it will not be Meriach. But still there's a shame tzoyin, it's also like a tzoyin sodom. Davalei can tzoyin sodom, can cause a mogen of rom, vay bibir aloche. Now, Siv Vot. Birishalmi oysa likreis keneged meiraglayim meiragle chamer habo min haderech. Birishalmi says that one is not permitted to be Kairi Krishna by the Meira Glayim of a Chamera Bobidelch, it seems it's also Masriach. Och in Neged, Tsoyas Tanagoylim Aduma. So the Poshet translation is if the Tsoya is red, so that's a simen, that a Tsoya that is red in color, that's a simen that it is Masriach. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Aduma milishoinai mashme shereitze loima shafi shehi adume. Since it has, this is a simen that a tarnagel that has tzoya adume, he masrachas moit. So normally a tarnagel, the tzoya, there's no isa bechlal of a tzoya tarnagelim. But if it's aduma, then it's that's a simen that it's masriah. That's one pshat. V'achroinim kosvu, and v'achroinim said a second pshat, shatanagoylim adumim, that the tanagoylim are red. And what does that mean? V'hu mashekoyrin English hon in Indic. That means a turkey balaz. So it's speaking about that the tzoya of a turkey kitzei oson masrachas ma'oid. It's very interesting that we're speaking about a makir from a Yerushalmi. They say the turkeys, in England, they brought them from America to England, the Baal Kaponim, but the Yerushalmi is speaking before everyone went to America, and they were aware of these turkeys. Al Kaponim kitzei oson masrachas ma'oid. So Mamela, so that's another pshat. Either we have a simen that the tzoya is red, and that's a different case. That's a simen on the sichon of the tzoya, or a turkey. So if a person has a turkey shenaki in the house that they learn, they daven, so they don't keep them in the house. בפרט בבייס תלמד חוכם כי יב שלוי בלהיר תוירה התלמד חוכם he's always thinking and learning and if you're having a turkey in his house so it's also so memel this is an issa de reis so therefore one should not keep them in the house. Siv Zayin Tzoyas tarnegoylim aruchim babayis. Now, stamazay tarnegoylim, but they don't have, it's not red, stamazay tarnegoylim, aruchim babayis, dino ketzoyas beimachay vayif, that halach is, unless there's a smell, you don't to be machik from their tzoya. Avol halu shelohem, but a chicken coop, that means if a chicken is walking around in the house and there are remnants of his tzoya in the house, there's no issa b'chlal. But a chicken coop, yesh b'yisirchein, it seems there's a lot of tzoya there and it's a small concentrated area. The dinoi ketzoyas odom, and that is a din of a tzoyas odom. Let us see. Ha'aruchim babayis, zok the Mishnah Berure, v'afilu im ikar chiyusam mechamishas minei dogam, even though they feed on chamishas minei dogam, we hear by an odom, gufa, by a child, kozman it doesn't eat a kazayis mechamish b'chdechil as pras from dogam, the tzoy is not masriach, and afterwards it's masriach. By the time they go, it doesn't work like that. Afilu they eat chamishas mini dog, and it's not masriyah. Yesh lahokol kozman shlo yadinen shetzei osom mischachas. But v'ha'oifos ayoshvim al beitzosom. But the oifos which are sitting on the eggs, yadua sha'os tzei osom masrachas moid. Then there's a terrible odor from the tzoya. I can't push it. The demonoske tzoya is odom l'chanal. Halul shalahem, but the chicken coop, that has a din of tzoya. Hu binyan cotton, this is a small binyan. Ha'osi la'vozin, v'tan the goylem, it's made for ducks and chickens. B'nei sherabo boi tzoya, since there's a lot of tzoya in this small area, yesh b'yisirchein v'humos, halkein dinoi ketzoyas odom. Because of achayodom v'hu adin dir shol behem gam kein osom itam zeh, that a mokim that's miyuchid, a stall of behemes, so it also is the same din like a chicken coop. Bain b'olochem asher kasavnu b'zeh, he has a whole kupu by a deal shel behemah. Let us go a little further. Also, likreis kineged ashpo shereyach rov. Now, we have to understand what the Mechaber is speaking about, Ashpa, does not mean a garbage dump. An Ashpa was a place that people, was perhaps a large area of dirt, and people used to be Isid Tzorcheim on this Ashpa. So it was, there was Tzoye on top of it, and then a fellow, the Tzoye on top of it was taken away, but the, under the layers of earth underneath it, there was also Tzoye. So this Ashpa had a terrible odor. So also, Likres Keneged Ashpa Sherei Chava. That is what the Mechaber is speaking about. Could be this is an Ashpa. Yeah. Sherei Chava V'dina L'chol Dovo K'tzoye Sodom. Falkein, but this is a Rashpe. Falkein tzorich lahachik milofonel kim layenov. So if you see it in front of you, kim layenov, this is vafilu im yadua loishen bo tzoye meraglayim. That means the tzoye ben was taken away, but the earth absorbed this reyacho, so the earth alone is a din of tzoye sodom. Vuhu min ha-toyre. Zeh haklal, kol reyach ra habo midovor hamasriach. Every reyach ra that comes from something that has a terrible odor, ki yaitze beilus en ishpolsu sheyesh leikir, ma'achike mimeno kedin tzo yisodom, b'chlal b'roi machnecha kodeshem, kloima shemegiya eilov ha-reyach ra emachneh, kedusha v'osa likreis. So these are the different types of tzoyim, and they're distinct halachas. Sivtes, yotza mimenu reyach milamato. What if a person pass gives? Now, this is halacha of a tzoyim she'im boi ikar. That means the reyach, there's no ikar over here that is erecting a reyach. No, it's a reyach came out of tzoyish ha'in b'yikah. But which is also mid'rabbona. Yotza mimenu reyach milamato. Also b'divrei toira. She's not allowed to learn. And we'll see. I'm not allowed to learn Krishna. Ad sheyichla ha'reyach. He has to wait. That means the iser is, you see, this is only kozman is magish the reyach. When the reyach passes away, he's allowed to learn Torah. V'im yotzo mechaveri. What is if he's in the middle of learning, and the we'll see the Rashi that's speaking about that others were sleeping and others were learning, and those who were sleeping passed gears, and he's learning. So here the halacha is. Mutter bedivrei teire. So here, since the sin of reyach ra she'ein boi iker is only a derabona, so of bittel teire, that means it was a very difficult massive. That means there were people that used to be up at night learning. There were people that used to be sleeping, and that was the same. So the sleeping, others were learning. Now, and those who were sleeping, they used to pass gas during while the others were learning. So if we will say for a minute that he's not allowed to learn, so be going him a lot of bit of toilet. So since a reich she'ein boy iker is only also midarabonon, so here be mocking. Bittel Teure, they were Mekel. Mishum de Iyepsha, and here he says the reason why, the Isha Talmidim Ktsosam Gersim, other Talmidim are learning, Ktsosam Yeshenim, Umefichim Beseich Hashena. So therefore, they were Mekel by Divrei Teure. Avolikra is Krishma Osra Tzeyich Larech. But if someone passed gas and the other person wants to learn Krishna, So then we tell them, listen, you have an eight to go out of the room. If they're in the middle of learning with chavrusas, and also it would share the whole learning. But for Krishna, they were not makel, so filu areyach shalacher is also osa. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Muta bedivrei teire mishum dereicha shein leyiku osa rak midarabonon lachin legotru bezeb nebitul teire. So they weren't guys of bitul teire. But if we're talking about Krishna, so then you're not allowed to learn Krishna till yichlareir. Oy lavar shim brocha likris Krishna. Also, the Emsha here, the Emsha lotzeis lochutz velikrois. Here, a person has an eitzer. Go out to lay. Vekosavile rabbe deim hu reitzer yochel lahachik lemotim shlei nishma shemareich vedai vein tzorech dal adames. And here the dirshu brings down from the Minchas Yitzhak, if he can spray the room, and also, just, over here the Isser is only, he should not be Meriach Derech, it's a Isser the Rabbonah. So Memele here, one could be Meko. Agavuchen, they bring down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that let's say if a person is a shat, here we have the Aloche, for tefillah, afilu someone else's reich, or I'll say a reich from him is hicha also, ad sheyich lo reich. So what is if a person is a shliach tzibur, and he's standing for the omed, and then he pierced the reich, and he smells the reich. So they bring down Rabbi Shlomo Zalman of covered abriyas, that means it'll be very embarrassing. He's davening for the Amid and Shiva Shevtein for Shoina, and then all of a sudden he stops. So it'll be very embarrassing. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that of Kvoid, of Kavod Abriyas, they were Michael, since this is an Issa de Rabbonon, of Kvoid Abriyas, they were Michael. Simen Pei. Mi sheni yochel lishomer meyafiach uboi sif echot. Now this sif is a lot of protim in this sif. Mi shabori loy. Now we're saying a hagdame that this person knows for sure, but let's just give a hagdame. We'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah. We are speaking about a person that normally does not have problems with passing gas, but he ate something that affected his digestive system, and now this morning he can't, he's bogiloi, he's sure that he'll eat Krishma, he'll pass gas, and he'll eat Krishma, he'll pass gas, and he'll eat Shemena Esrei. He knows that. By Mincha, things will be good already. But at the present time, he's in this matter that he's sure. Shebori loy. Sheine yochel lamed alatmoy. He cannot control himself. Milafiach from passing gas. Agavuche, the dirshu brings down. If a person can control himself, so then there's no problem about the shaktsu. There's no way some person can hold himself back from not passing gas or finish. There's no problem whatsoever. But here we're speaking about a different scenario. He can't boiler. He knows close. This is his matzah. He ate something that he shouldn't have eaten. And it's impossible for him to daven Shemayna Esrei and to learn Krishna. We'll see about this Krishna if it's so poshut. But Al Kaponim, he can't learn Krishma and Davin Shemayna Esrei without passing gas. Without children.
Problem?
It's a problem. We'll see. Without children. With children is a much bigger problem. Atsayigma Krishma Usvila. Mutev. So we tell this person, Shayava Zman Krishma Utvila. So you don't daven. You don't learn Kishma. The Kishma will see in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so poshut. V'lo yispalo mimashi yispalo b'lo gufnoki. That means, we'll see the Ikea problem is here by Tfilah. By Tfilah, you're oimed b'snei ha-melech. Yeah, that's the matzav of Tfilah. And to be oimed b'snei ha-melech and to pass gas then is a miritik is also in the Tfilah. So, and this is not a daily occurrence. We'll see, this happened once. He ate something that they didn't agree with him. So we tell this person, so now you can't daven because your tefillah is a medik azuti. I'm a bishnei melech. So we tell you, you don't daven shachis, finish. You were an onus. You couldn't daven shachis. So you daven mincha tush meneskes. So we're speaking about a person who the problem was only shachis. I mean, it's not a daily occurrence. This is something that happened because it's something that he had eaten. In shachis, he can't daven. La yispalu, mimashi yispalu b'gloi gufnoki. It's preferable, don't daven. Vim ovals man tfile, so what? It's onusu. So he's an onus. Or mispalu mincha shtayim. So he davens two shemayna esres by mincha. The first shemayna esre is for mincha. The second shemayna esre is for tashlumim for shachis. Vim yire loy she yochel lamed alasmai b'shas krishme. If he thinks that he'll be able to my Krishma till he can't, but Krishma alone he can control himself. Yaniach tulin bein ava le Krishma amavoyach alayim. So if he thinks for Krishma alone, Krishma's a mice of 2 minutes, he can do it by Krishma, so let him put on tulin before, between abich b'amisur b'yav and Shema Yisrael, amavoyach alayim. And they'll make the broch, and right after Hashem al-Kech HaMemes, they'll take them off. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shabori loy, he knows clearly that it is impossible for him to daven Shemayna Esrei without being mafiyach. La'afuki, im einai bori loy, there's a possibility, a probability, but it's not, there's a possibility he'll be able to restrain from being mafiyach. So that means, I can't say I'm sure I'll be able to control myself. Maybe not. Then he's doing the wrong thing. The whole chiyuv, that means that there's a possibility, maybe I won't be mafich, you daven. Don't worry about it. Then you daven. The whole mechab is speaking about, I know clearly I have to be mafich in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and Yoimi b'fnei ha-melech, then there's a din, you shouldn't daven. So that's one din. Adav kibor ilay. She'eini yochel, he can't. Chatzalayma afilim lo yema v'akrishma usfilo levad. He's just going to say, not speaking about Bichas Krishma, just say Krishma and Tfilah. Afilim lema Krishma Tfilah, but gam ken lo yochel ha-hatzer atzmai melafiach b'emtza. He can't restrain himself. The ilav hochi, yaisa teiv lasa iskach mavata legamri Tfilah Shemayna Esrei. But if he could do this with Krishma and Tfilah alone, he should see he could do it. Forget about Bichas Krishma, Chaparayim, Krishma and Tfilah. Zman Kriyishma. So the Machaber seems to say, so if he knows clearly that he'll be forced to pass gas in the middle of Krishma, you forget about Krishma. Hachroinim iskimu, hachroinim achoylik of the Machaber. And they agree that in the love is man Krishma should derise mishumze. I mean, what is the problem over here? He's learning Krishma. And then in the middle of a past case, so past case.
So why shouldn't he learn Krishmas? Oh, wait, and then continue. The gam b'tshubis ovo shemimena mekei rabin le'niskar shom Krishma. There it is not mentioned at all Krishma. It speaks, the Rosh is speaking about Shemayna Esrei. We see Shemayna Esrei is a tremendous problem, because Shemayna Esrei, he's oimed b'fnei ha-melech. Shemayna Esrei is a problem. You can't stand in front of the Rebbein Shalom and pass, and you know you're going to pass gas. But Krishma, I'm doing a mitzvah. I pass gas, so I wait. Then I'll continue. The gam b'tshuvis ha-rosh shemimena mekir ha-din le'niskev shom Krishma. That means that what the Mechaber mentioned, Krishma didn't mean Krishma, he meant Dika, meant Tefillin. The Raya, the Besimin Lamed Ches, the Salach is brought down in Simin Lamed Ches, Isa Gam Kain Zahadim V'nishka Shom Rak Tefillin Levada. That speaks about Shmei Nesle. The Gam Kain Zim Rak Tefillin Levada. The Kabonos HaShuchnoch HaKloimel Tayyidei zay yishan an hagosa yish miskal otomi krishme utvila bizman. And Mechaber means like this. Normally, he davens krishme utvila bizmane. And now we shouldn't do this. Ali yikra krishme levat. That's what he means. And until you'll daven tushman esos. Ali yikra krishme levat im bichayser. Lo yispalo. Ki betfile hu oimed lifnei ha-melech. Tfile, he's standing in front of the melech. U gnai godol hu lofi achos. So there, one should not daven in a matzah of hafoche. Avo krishma einei kimedaber im ha-melech. He's not speaking to the melech. Vol shemekayim bezarot zun Hashem. He's doing a mitzvah of krishma. So, yishezich alein krishma. V'ham sheyikro krishma b'li tvilin. Aye, we can learn krishma, and he's here, he's going to be here, he can't like tvilin. Sheh tvilin tzrichin gufnoki. So, forget about the tvilin. L'yamtim v'yavuz man krishma k'day l'kroysam b'tvilin. That means the zikr is a hiddu to learn krishma wearing tvilin. I can't wear tvilin now. So you won't wear tvilin. Krishma is not dependent on tvilin. So the Baal is saying La Locha, not the Mashmois of the Mechaber is, that's how Mr. Wolf asks, he knows clearly he cannot restrain himself from Hafoche in the middle of Krishma and Shmei Nesre. So the Halocha is he should learn Krishma and Birchas Krishma without Tefillin. And if to be Yafoch, so then he'll wait, and then we'll continue. But Shmei Nesri shouldn't daven, and Shmei Nesri is an Eitzah of Tashlumin. Now he said, V'im Yiraloi Sheyoch Olamid Alafmei B'Krishme, if Krishme, he knows clearly, will be able to learn Krishme with Tefillin, Yanich Tefillin B'Nava L'Krishme, Mavorich alei, ben yimei kabloche. V'teikech, ache krishma yachlutzein. So it means if he knows in this 3-minute period he can put on the tefillin, lay in krishma and take off the tefillin, he should do it, make a broch on the tefillin. And if not, he shouldn't. Avol ha-talas yachol olav shevoich ol koin sheyaskol ha-broches. The talas, he doesn't, it's irrelevant if he'll have to pass gas because there's no issa bechlau. And to wear the talus while his person gets, period. You can wear talus the whole day. Shane Sarah, goof, knocky, letzitzit. Umiyu, im loi niach a talus mikoiden, uvoloi beinavu le krishma, yochel lo niach veloi broche. I mean, there's another problem over here. Since you're not mechuyim in a talus, so bein ha-prokim, you don't make a broche. So you can put on the talus, but don't make a broche. The levisha le-have a-hepsik. Now, the choza, now we're going to get down to bris tax. She'ira lo'i mikheza. This scenario came about, b'shvil shum macho she'izik lo'i chiyetzi. He ate something that brought about these digestive problems, and now he has a problem. He'll have to be Messiah by Shemayna Esrei. So he has these guidelines. So don't have in Shemayna Esrei. Ba'oifin shel erev v'pay minche, bevada yochel ispalo begufnoki. By minche, there's no problem. So Mamela, we tell him, you know what? Don't have in Shachas. It's a zilzul. And you'll have in Tushmin Esra. So he's not losing out completely. He's being mashum tfilu Shachas also. Aval mi sherogul bekach. But what if we don't have such a situation? We have a person that has digestive problems, period. And he can't daven shachis, he can't daven mincha, he can't daven ma'ariv. He can't daven without hafoche. V'im lo yispalu, sheyesh lo yichayli shemachmosoi muchach lefiach b'chol shor. That's his matzah. So we'll tell him, but you can't be mafiach, it's a zilzul. So you're telling me I shouldn't daven, period. I'm part of davening, which is also not such a proper anhoge. So let him daven, even though he'll be passing gas in the davening. So now we have a dilemma over here. He has a problem to daven, but he has a problem, or else he won't daven. So now we have to weigh the pros and cons. So the iser hafoch, which is a reich rasha ein lo yikro, urak iser de rabbonon. And we will not say that this iser de rabbonon should make, I shouldn't learn krishma, which is a deraisa, and I shouldn't daven, which is a mitzvah de rabbonon. So the dochel the krishma the raisa the tefillah mitzvah the rab lachain yikra krishma the yispalo. So this is a tshuva of the more we'll talk about without tefillah. We just accomplished that a kaponim. Yeah, okay. If it's in this whole, the only makel if he can, the next filler he can be mash from the previous filler. So it's not oikir filler legamri. And Krishma said he should say, but if already this means he won't have him, that's what you do. So we say we have to be shaykel. This is an issa darabonam. And this is a chiyuv deraisa or a mitzvah derabim. So we will not pater him from these mitzvahs because of the sisa derabot. Rabbi Chodesh Kosov gam ken kochet. Ela dehoisef, b'shvigi elo yafochet. So what happens? That's what you do. You daven. You daven in Shemayna Esrei. Now he passed gas in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Yapsik. So now I can't daven. So far we have liberal poiskim that say if it's a daily occurrence, you daven, you learn Krishna. We won't even the chiyuvim adoicha this is the rabbon. Now. Prima Zodim Nistapik Oid, the Emshid the Shori Lay, the Chai Gavno Lenich Tfilin Gamkain, the Hayech Yakel Oila Mitzvahs Esri the Raisa the Tfilin, Ayin Shom. So he wants to say that the Prima Zodim that you could break Tfilin also, they'll never put on Tfilin. So this is a very misleading lotion of the Prima Godim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nira li tekavonus ha-Prima Godim, Rak anocha alei ze rigoyim, V'rak de elekayim ha-mitzvah sase. That means that Philip the Prima Godem stretched his neck and say he can put on Tvillin. The Prima Godem says, no. So the Prima Godem says he can wear it for a minute, you make him it through Tvillin. And Rak HaNochel Eiser HaGoyim V'Rak Kedei L'Kayim HaMitzvah says, say, so good, and that we're master, we're bending backwards. But the Yosem is Ebavada Yosa. V'imeina Yochel HaHaser Asmo Mafiach HaKadei Shinich HaSoyad V'Shalosh. He says, what if a person can control himself? That means it takes time to put on the Tzulun Shoyad and the Tzulun Shalosh. Plus it takes a minute to put on the Tzulun Shoyad, a minute to put on the Tzulun Shalosh. So that's 2 minutes altogether. In 2 minutes he can't control himself. 1 minute he can control himself. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what you do? So he says, that means that's a 2 minute affair, and he passes gas every minute and a half. He said, know what he should do? Yenichem echad echad. Put on the tefillin shel yad. Take off the tefillin shel yad. Pass the gas. Now put on the tefillin shel yad. If he could do that, it's gewaldig. If he could do that, it's taki gewaldig. Yeah. If he could do this, it's gewaldig taki. I mean, he could then become if he ties over and attaches it with his finger, that would be gewaldig. But he can't do that either. L'nyim brochen nirali d'lei morich aleim. He shouldn't make a broche because poshet he's potter from two. Kosev ha-ramor b'tshuv v'simen tzadik ches. Mi she'yesh le'chayli she'metavtev tomid me'reglaim lo'ontzay. Person who has a different problem that the his kesei de me'reglaim is coming out of him. V'im kein. Lo yuchal ispalo lo'ilom. Yesh lahat alasas le'beget soviv eivorei. So he should put material around the eiva which will absorb the me'reglaim. So it's covered. That means there's an undergarment that is saturated with meiraglayim, but al kaponim, this undergarment will protect that the garment over this will not get wet. So this undergarment is v'kisi, so he was mechasit. V'ikonos v'isakneses v'ispalo. When he feels that the urine is coming out, he should stop. Maybe that's either the connected omot or makban that he should stop. Tachar kach yispalo. V'davke shleihutzlich v'tavte v'shosh shemaschol yispalo. That means he shouldn't start davening when he knows now he has to be he'll have to be mashman. That means if now he is not being metaftet and he knows in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei will be metaftet, then we have this eitzah that he should daven and with his beged, and in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei he has to be metaftet, so then he'll wait. And we mentioned, I think, by a catheter the Avshalem is almond holds that there's no problem because there's a tube and there's a sack and everything is mechusa, the meraglaim is mechusa, and they say most of the time he doesn't know bechlal when the meraglaim is coming out, so this is kill, so therefore they say he can daven for the yomit, it could be a koyin, and with a catheter.